Esta es la lección 20 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation. Carlos Martinez has just arrived at a colleague's house.
Hi, Carlos. Come in and sit down. Carlos, this is my nephew, Tom. Tom, this is a colleague of mine, Carlos Martinez.
Pleased to meet you, Tom.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Martinez.
Carlos, we were just talking about Mexico.
You were talking about Mexico? Why?
Tom just graduated from college, and he'd like to go to Mexico. He'd like to teach English there.
Listen again.
Hi, Carlos. Come in and sit down. Carlos, this is my nephew, Tom. Tom, this is a colleague of mine, Carlos Martinez.
Pleased to meet you, Tom.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Martinez.
Carlos, we were just talking about Mexico.
You were talking about Mexico? Why?
Tom just graduated from college, and he'd like to go to Mexico. He'd like to teach English there.
You're talking with a friend. You're talking with a friend.
¿Cómo dice ella informalmente? Justamente hablaba con mi sobrina.
I was just talking with my niece. Just talking. I was just talking. I was just talking with my niece.
Viene de visita el domingo.
She's coming to visit on Sunday.
Ask.
¿Por cuánto tiempo?
For how long? For how long?
Solamente unos días.
Only a few days.
Ask what she is doing here in New York.
What is she doing here in New York? What's she doing here in New York?
She says,
Está haciendo un viaje por Estados Unidos. Está haciendo un viaje.
Listen and repeat.
She's taking a trip. Trip. Taking. She is taking. She's taking. She's taking a trip.
Say again.
Está haciendo un viaje. Literalmente, está tomando un viaje.
She's taking a trip.
Por Estados Unidos. Por.
Listen and repeat.
Through. Through. Through the United States.
Cuidado con la pronunciación de
through the. Listen and repeat.
Through. The. Through the. Through the United States.
Try to say,
un viaje por Estados Unidos.
A trip through the United States.
Say,
está haciendo un viaje.
She's taking a trip. She's taking a trip.
Por Estados Unidos.
Through the United States.
Se acaba de graduar de la universidad.
She just graduated from college.
Y acaba de comprar un coche.
And she just bought a car. She just bought a car.
Ahora, está haciendo un viaje por Estados Unidos.
Now she's taking a trip through the United States.
Ask if she is traveling alone.
Is she traveling alone? Is she traveling alone?
She says.
No, su mejor amiga viaja con ella.
No, her best friend is traveling with her.
Estarán aquí el domingo.
They'll be here on Sunday. They'll be here on Sunday.
Ask how much time they have.
How much time do they have?
She answers.
Como 6 semanas.
About 6 weeks.
Ask.
¿Son 6 semanas suficientes? Literalmente, ¿es 6 semanas suficiente tiempo?
Is 6 weeks enough time? Enough time. Is 6 weeks. Is 6 weeks enough time?
Para ver Estados Unidos.
To see the United States?
She says.
No, pero en 6 semanas.
No, but in 6 weeks.
Pueden ver mucho.
They can see a lot.
Estarán aquí este domingo.
They'll be here this Sunday.
Now you're talking with a colleague. How do you say?
Mi sobrino.
My nephew. Nephew.
Say that your nephew is coming to visit.
My nephew is coming to visit.
Say.
Él y su mejor amigo.
He and his best friend.
Están haciendo un viaje.
Are taking a trip. Are taking. He and his best friend are taking a trip.
Por Estados Unidos.
Through the United States. Through the United States.
Estarán aquí este fin de semana.
They'll be here this weekend.
Ask.
En su opinión.
In your opinion. In your opinion.
Try to ask.
¿Qué deben ver en Nueva York?
What should they see in New York?
Your colleague answers.
Hay mucho que ver en Nueva York.
There's a lot to see in New York.
Now she says.
Mi esposo y yo.
My husband and I.
Mi esposo y yo quisiéramos invitarlo a cenar.
My husband and I would like to invite you to dinner.
¿Puede venir el sábado próximo?
Can you come next Saturday?
say,
Lo siento, pero no estaré aquí el sábado próximo.
I'm sorry, but I won't be here next Saturday.
Estaré en Boston.
I'll be in Boston.
Now say,
Discúlpeme.
Excuse me.
Tengo que hacer una llamada.
I have to make a phone call.
Peter quiere que lo llame esta mañana.
Peter wants me to call him this morning. Peter wants me to call him this morning.
Now you're at an acquaintance's place.
¿Cómo le pide a usted que pase y que se siente?
Come in and sit down. Sit down. Come in and sit down, please.
Now she says,
Justamente, hablábamos de México.
We were just talking about Mexico. We were just talking about Mexico.
Pregunte con sorpresa. ¿Hablaban de México?
You were talking about Mexico?
She says,
Sí, mi sobrino acaba de graduarse de la universidad.
Yes, my nephew just graduated from college.
Y este verano.
And this summer.
Try to say.
Le gustaría hacer un viaje. Literalmente, le gustaría tomar un viaje.
He'd like to take a trip. Take a trip. He'd like to take a trip.
A México.
To Mexico. He'd like to take a trip to Mexico.
Ask how much time he has.
How much time does he have? How much time does he have?
Como tres semanas.
About 3 weeks.
Mi sobrino quiere hacer un viaje a México.
My nephew wants to take a trip to Mexico.
En su opinión.
In your opinion.
¿Son tres semanas suficientes para ver México?
Is 3 weeks enough time to see Mexico?
You discuss her nephew's trip.
Luego, su conocida ve que usted mira una foto. Ella dice, Esa es mi hija.
That's my daughter.
Y su novio.
First, do you remember how to say,
Novia?
Girlfriend. Girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Now try to say,
Novio.
Boyfriend. Friend. Boy. Boyfriend.
Say,
Esa es mi hija.
That's my daughter.
Y su novio.
And her boyfriend. Her boyfriend.
Ahora mismo están haciendo un viaje.
Right now they're taking a trip.
Por Estados Unidos.
Through the United States.
Mi hija y su novio.
My daughter and her boyfriend.
Están haciendo un viaje por Estados Unidos.
Are taking a trip through the United States.
Tienen 4 semanas.
They have 4 weeks.
Ask.
¿Son 4 semanas suficientes?
Is 4 weeks enough time?
Para ver Estados Unidos.
To see the United States?
No, pero en mi opinión.
No, but in my opinion.
Pueden ver mucho.
They can see a lot.
Now you're in your office.
Una colega le pregunta acerca de un viaje de negocio reciente a Seattle. ¿Cómo pregunta ella, cómo estuvo su viaje?
How was your trip? How was your trip?
¿Cómo estuvo su viaje a Seattle?
How was your trip to Seattle?
Estuvo muy bien.
Listen and repeat.
It went very well. Very well. Went. It went. It went very well.
Fíjese que en este contexto, el inglés a menudo usa
was
en la pregunta y
went
en la respuesta. Según la situación, quizá oiga a sí mismo
was
en la respuesta.
Listen.
How was your trip to Seattle?
It was great.
Cuando se habla de un viaje de negocios, sin embargo, o de una reunión, tal vez
went well
sea más común. Usando
went,
diga, estuvo muy bien.
It went very well.
Say,
mi viaje estuvo muy bien.
My trip went very well.
Now try to say,
la reunión estuvo muy bien.
The meeting went very well.
Valió la pena la reunión.
Listen and repeat.
The meeting was worthwhile. Worthwhile. While. Worth. Worth. Worthwhile. Was. Was worthwhile. The meeting was worthwhile.
Say,
valió la pena.
Was worthwhile. Worthwhile.
La reunión valió la pena.
The meeting was worthwhile.
¿Cómo estuvo?
How was it? How was it?
Estuvo muy bien.
It went very well. It went very well.
Creo que valió la pena.
I think it was worthwhile. I think it was worthwhile.
You want to say?
Tuvimos una reunión larga. Tuvimos.
Listen and repeat.
We had. 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 We had.
Try to say.
Tuvimos una reunión larga.
We had a long meeting. We had a long meeting.
Valió la pena.
It was worthwhile. It was very worthwhile.
Tuvimos una reunión larga.
We had a long meeting.
Y creo que valió la pena.
And I think it was worthwhile.
Your colleague says,
Seattle es una ciudad hermosa.
Seattle is a beautiful city.
Usando
did,
trate de preguntar. ¿Tuvo tiempo?
Did you have time? Did you have time?
Refiriéndose al Museo de Aviación de Seattle, ella pregunta, ¿tuvo tiempo para ver el museo?
Did you have time to see the museum?
Try to say,
sí, tuve tiempo.
Yes, I had time. I had. I had time.
Tuve tiempo para ver el museo.
I had time to see the museum.
Nuestra reunión estuvo muy bien.
Our meeting went very well. Our meeting went very well.
Y tuve tiempo para ver el museo.
And I had time to see the museum.
Creo que el viaje valió la pena.
I think the trip was worthwhile.
Me gusta mucho Seattle.
I like Seattle very much.
Now you want to say,
la próxima vez, me gustaría quedarme más tiempo. Primero, la próxima vez.
Listen and repeat.
Next time. Time. Next. Next time.
Observe que aquí
time
significa vez y la se omite. Diga la próxima vez.
Next time. Next time.
Me gustaría quedarme más tiempo.
Listen and repeat.
I'd like to stay longer. 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 I'd like to stay longer.
Say,
la próxima vez.
Next time. Next time.
Me gustaría quedarme más tiempo.
I'd like to stay longer. Stay longer.
Hay mucho que hacer en Seattle.
There's a lot to do in Seattle.
Fui al museo.
I went to the museum.
Y comí en un restaurante muy bueno.
And I ate at a very good restaurant.
La próxima vez, me gustaría quedarme ahí más tiempo.
Next time, I'd like to stay there longer.
Your colleague asks,
¿y cómo estuvo la reunión?
And how was the meeting?
Say,
en mi opinión, valió la pena.
In my opinion, it was worthwhile. It was very worthwhile.
Ahora, otra colega se le acerca. Dígale que tome asiento, por favor.
Sit down, please.
Say,
justamente hablábamos de mi viaje.
We were just talking about my trip.
She asks,
¿cómo estuvo?
How was it?
Answer,
estuvo muy bien.
It went very well. It went very well.
She says,
fabuloso. ¿Y tuvo tiempo para ver la ciudad?
Great. And did you have time to see the city?
Try to say,
tuve un poco de tiempo.
I had a little time. I had a little time.
Pero la próxima vez.
But next time. Next time.
Me gustaría quedarme ahí más tiempo.
I'd like to stay there longer.
Otro día. Usted está hablando con un colega y otra persona se acerca.
Ask her to please sit down.
Please sit down. Sit down, please.
Say,
justamente, hablábamos de mi viaje a Miami.
We were just talking about my trip to Miami.
Try to say,
me gustaría quedarme un poco más tiempo.
I'd like to stay a little longer. A little longer.
Para visitar a mi sobrina y a su novio.
To visit my niece and her boyfriend.
She says,
¿por qué no?
Why not?
Este es el final de la lección 20.